to begin to have started the first Torah in Lukut HaMaran. And I want to talk. It's going to take a few weeks to do. You know, they're not easy, the Torahs, and they take each one takes more than a few weeks just to get into the Torah. It takes some time, especially since we need to connect with Hanukkah in the proper way. So we were learning. Let me just review for 1 second. We were learning about the Seichel Eloki. Last week we were talking about how the inner point of everything that exists has within it this Seichel Eloki. Rav Nachum calls the Seichel. And this Seichel means that essential Nakuda, that point for which this thing exists, which is to bring each and every one of us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the tachlis of our lives. And this seichel, which is inside each and everything in the world, and each and every one of us, is the gives everything in the world that chayin and that chashivas. And the chayin and the chashivas, Rabbi Nachman was teaching us that the chayin and the chashivas, that grace and that chashivas, be'etzem belongs to the Jewish people in the highest and most profound way. And connected that, and opposed to that, there is this quality that we spoke about, Sheker HaChein. And Sheker HaChein means that there's a certain Chein that we've lost. We're going to talk much more about that. Or that's right now in a state of Golus, of exile. And because of that, this Chein, to a large extent, now is by them, Rabbi Nachman says, Etzlan. And that means that Sheker HaChein means that looking at things in an external way from the outside, and there are things of this world that have a tremendous attraction to us and draw us away from the truth. And there's a chain that comes from the side of impurity. We'll talk much more about the Koyach of Esav. And we learned that this Seichel Shebechal Davar, this inner point of Seichel Shebechal Davar, is the Bechina of Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov Avinu. We learned that Yaakov Avinu was Chachma. Yaakov Avinu was Chachma. And Reishis Chachma means that Yaakov Avinu acquired the right of the firstborn. The Bechaira means that inner point that's called the Seichel Shebechal Davar. That's the Bechaira, that's the firstborn aspect, or the first inner point of that of all reality. And this is the Emes, that's the Bechin of Yaakov Avinu, which is Emes, truth. And Chayis Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the seal of Hashem, is truth. And that truth that pervades, all of reality, that there are many, many, many layers in the world of Sheker HaChein. There are many layers in the world of false attractiveness and false chashivas. There are many layers. When one clears away all of the esav layers of reality, the inner point is Yaakov Avinu. That's the Bechaira. And the Bechina of Esav, that which is called Esav, Esav is the world of Sheker HaChein that covers and that conceals the truth. And therefore, Yaakov's struggle to acquire the Bechaira is our own struggle to look at the world in an accurate way and to understand what our priorities should be. That the Chesmo Shekadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the truth of Hashem is Baruch, which is the Seichel Shebechal Davar, which is the underlying essential Nakuda, the inner point of all that exists, that has to be what has chayin in chashivas in our eyes, and that's what we have to seek out in our lives, and which is the opposite of Esav. Esav is chachma. There's a shrewdness to Esav, like the shrewdness of the snake that was also very clever. Esav, of course, is the nachash akadmoni. It's the same thing, and that snake was also an arum b'chachma. It was very shrewd and very clever. Esav's name, as we know from the Kadmonim, is from the word asui or la asui, so asiya, which means physical reality, the ilam asiya. So as Yaakov says that beneath the surface there is the pach echad, that jar of oil which has the seal of the kohen gadol, which we spoke about a little bit last week, we'll talk about more now. Whereas Yaakov sees the physical world as being a cover, something that is concealing the seichel shebechol davar, Esav believes that this is the world, this is it. This is the world. And Esav develops this world. And the tragedy of Golus is that the chayin and the chashivas, which is really the seichel shebechol davar, which really belongs to Yisrael be'etzim, as we learned last week, that were banim Hashem Yisbarach's children. And yet in the eyes of the world, and in our own eyes, things of this world seem to be much more attractive, and in many, many ways, we feel more drawn to things that are not the Seichel Shebechol Davar. Esav's world is the world of Asiya, physical action. The Baruch Hashem said about Klal Yisrael, B'ni B'chari Yisrael, you are my firstborn. And the firstborn means Yaakov, and Yaakov means the Chachma and the Seichel Shebechol Davar, the tachlis of why we're in this world, and that everything exists in order for us to be drawn closer to Hashem Yisbarach. So we need to talk a little bit more about Chanukah now and how this fits into Chanukah before we move to the next part of the Likutei Maran, where Rabbi Nachum discusses the sun and the moon and the inyan of Malchus and connecting the Ches and the Nun to create Chayin and then ultimately to create the Saf, which is the Chayin where the Saf will be Nachas. And we'll talk about how we can give Hashem Yisbarach Nachas and how we can have Nachas from ourselves. This struggle between Yaakov and Esav is the milchama between the Malchus Harisha, the Malchus of evil, and the Malchus of Kedusha. Beginning tomorrow night, Bez Hashem, it's Chanukah. Beginning tomorrow night, we're going to be saying over and over again, we're going to remind ourselves, what is it that the Malchus Harisha wanted to accomplish? What did the evil kingdom, the Malchus of Yavan, want to accomplish? La'ashkicham teresachem. They wanted to cause us to forget the Torah, and part of their eagerness to be metameh, to defile all of the oils in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm sure that most of you know, or all of you know, that the menorah is the embodiment of Chachmas HaTorah. In the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, the menorah is the Torah, and that's why the Gemara says, I heard Salahach and Yadrim, if you want to have more Chachmas HaTorah, you face the direction where the menorah was located, where the menorah was situated in the Beis HaMikdash. I heard Salahach and Yadrim. And Shemen Zayas that we spoke about a little bit last week, the oil, like the Gemara says in Brachas, that if you see oil in your dream, Yitzapel Chachma, it means Shemen Zayas also means Chachmas HaTorah. So we were learning Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav, that when a Jew searches in his life to try to find the Seichel Shebechol Davar, what is the Baruch Shalom telling me in this thing, in this moment of my life, in this place? What does the Baruch Shalom want from me? When a person is looking for the Chachmas, for the Seichel Shebechol Davar, he's trying to build and to strengthen the Malchus of Yaakov, the Malchus of Kedusha. The Malchus of Yavan of Greece, the Malchus of Yavan, the whole inyan of the Malchus of Yavan is Timul Kol Hashmanim, is to be metame the Shmanim, is to defile the oils, is to make the menorah tame, and therefore when the Chashmanoim were Mizgabir, when the Chashmanoim were able to be victorious, we were zeicher for the Ner Chanukah, which we're going to learn more and more about, even after Chanukah. After Yom Tov, we'll talk more about this, although then we'll focus more on the Torah inside. But we were zeicher for the Ner Chanukah, which is the Ha'aris HaChachma. The Ner Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, is the light of what? Of the Seichel, of the Chachma, of true Chachma. True Chachma means the Seichel Shebechol Davar. What does Hashem Yisbarach want from me? Many times we spoke about, the Maral says in many places, that in Hebrew the word for thing, davar, is from the word ledaber, which is an amazing thing. Things are speaking. The word davar, which means a thing, is from the word ledaber. Because every single thing in the world, as we spoke about a little bit last week, everything is telling a story, just that we don't hear it. Because there's a noise that's coming from the world of Esav, and through the Chachma of Yavan, the chain of Chanukah that we began talking about last week. We didn't learn yet what the nun is. We didn't learn yet about Malchus. That's going to be the next part of the Torah. But when the Chachma of Klal Yisrael, when the Chachma of Torah joins together with the letter, that's the Ches of Chachma that we did speak about, when that joins together with the Nun, which means, as we'll see in a few moments, Nun, which means Malchus, and we'll talk a lot about what Malchus is. So the combination of Ches, which is Chachma, which is the Seichel in everything, when that joins together with Nun Lefnei Shemesh Yinoin Shema, which we'll see in the Torah in a little while, Nun, which means Malchus, and we'll see what Malchus means. We have to talk about Malchus, the ability to receive, to be Makabel Ol Malchus Shemaim. That together forms the Chain of Chanukah, of Yo'er Hashem Ponov Eilecha V'Yichuneka, right? The lighting of the Chanukah menorah is the Ha'oris Ponim. It's Hashem's Baruch's face shining to us, and our increased ability to see Hashem's Baruch's face shining to us through the coverings of Esav and the coverings of Yavan. And that's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah means Gilui Or HaPonim, to reveal the light, the inner light of Hashem's will in everything in our lives. So, putting it very simply, those who are a little bit familiar with what Chanukah means and have even touched the world of the Maharal or the Bnei Sasra, the Vechaim, any of the Tzaddikim, Shem Yishmol, that talk about Chanukah, you know that the Ikra Tachlis, the main objective of our enemies, of this particular Golus of Yavan, that we're still suffering from, because Yavan, the Malchus of Yavan, is part of this Malchus of Edom that we're in right now. Edom includes all of the Malchus, as the Maharal explains. So the main objective of the Malchus of Yavan is to be metame, is to distort and corrupt the Jewish way of thinking, the Jewish mind. That we should not look at to see the Seichel Shebuchal Dover. That's the whole Tachlis of Yavan. I was talking about this a little bit on Shabbos. We had a family simcha and I was explaining. Everybody knows that Yosef HaTzadik, when he was in Mitzrayim, he had to go through tremendous nisyonos, unbelievable challenges and tests. And because he went through those, so we're able somehow to make it through our struggles. But Yosef HaTzadik had to be mezgarben the nisyonos. And it says in the Torah that he was an ish matzliach, he was a successful person. And I spoke about this a little bit, that being successful, according to the Torah, doesn't mean that everything necessarily goes your way. In America, the most successful person, I guess, is a person that as a person that everything went the way he wanted it. He's successful. You know, that the children are always the top of the class, and their shirts are always tucked in, and their hair's always neat, and the house is always clean, and the parnassus is gevaldig, and the family, everybody's well. That's called Hatzlacha. Yosef HaTzadik is called by the Baruch Hu called him an Ish Matzliach. And when you look in this, when you look in Chumash, it doesn't sound like he was having such gevaldig Hatzlacha. I mean, if you look at his biography, at his profile at that time in life, it didn't look like things were so terrific. I mean, everybody knows the story now. It's not necessary to go through it. It was not an easy life, and he was separated from his family. And yet, the Rosh Hashem says he was an Ish Matzliach. Because Hatzlacha, according to the Torah, doesn't mean that everything goes smoothly. Hatzlacha means that you're mezgarb on this yain. Hatzlacha means that you're challenged, and you're able to cope, and you're able to be victorious. That's the Ikar Hatzlacha of a Jew in this world. That to be an Ish Mutzlach doesn't mean that everything necessarily goes your way. It means that you have to confront difficulties and you struggle. Sometimes you fail and other times you win. But that to be a Mutzlach is to be in the struggle, to be in the Milchama. That's what it means. To be in the battle, to want to be better. That's called an Ish Matzliach. So, one second. So, the question is, how is Yosef HaTzadik Matzliach? How did that happen? How is he Mezgaber? We have no Hasaga. We don't understand what kind of difficulties he went through. We have a few Pesukim in Chumash, and you read a couple of Midrashim. It was the most unbelievable Nisayon. So, the Gemara says in Saita, and Rashi brings down a piece of that Gemara. So you remember what happened? What gave him the koich of Vayimoyin? He saw the Muzdiut and Shalaviv in the window, right? In the Chaloyin. He saw the image of his father, of Yaakov Avinu, in the window. Right? Everybody knows that. He saw the image of his father. And I saw in one of the Svarma Kedoshim many years ago that the word Chalon which is spelled with a vav, but it can be spelled without a vav. The ikur word is ches lamed nun, chalom. That is the isiest lahadlik nechanik. Chalon is lahadlik nechanik. According to the Arizal, we don't say shalchanik, we say lahadlik nechanik. And that's the isiest nachal. Nachal, Rabbi Nachman is nachal neveh mekor chachma. Nachal. Nachal is the isiest nafshenu chiksel Hashem. It means, no matter what you go through, to long for Hashem, to wait for Hashem's Yeshua. And that's the isiest lahadlik nechanik, which is the word chalon. So how was Yosef at Tzadik Mezgaber that he was able to focus on the koyach that Yaakov Avinu gave him? And why is it that Yaakov appeared in the window? So I was thinking that, without going into Pratim now, because it's not really for now, and we'll understand more about this, we'll talk more about this later on. The Inyan of Yaakov Avinu was that perspective to look for God in every single thing of your life. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's what we're learning. That's the Seichel Shebechol Dover. That's Yaakov, which is Chachma. Yaakov Avinu was to find the Seichel in everything, to see the truth in everything. Emes, Chesem, Shekach Baruch, Emes, the whole world is a mess. And the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu is to find that one jar of oil that's pure. That one thing in my life that's still good, right? That's the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu, is the Chachma Shebechol Dover. The Seichel Shebechol Dover is Yaakov Avinu. So Yosef HaTzadik, when I explained on Shabbos, that it says in the Svarim, one of the scary things about a Nisayon, I don't know if any of you have ever had Nisayonis before, but one of the scary things about a Nisayon, about a test, is that it says in the Svarim, and even if it wouldn't say in the Svarim, you'd know this, that when you're going through Nisayon, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away all your madregas. Like it says by Avraham Avinu, Vayaras Amokim Erocha, like it says in Svarim, that when Hashem Nisayon, Avraham, that when Avraham Avinu was being tested, Hashem Esbroch took away from him all that he had achieved during all of his avoid in his life, and he was left just to be a parsha to mention, a parsha to yid, to have simple amuna, and to work, and to overcome that and to be successful, to be matzliach in that Nisayon. When you're going through Nisayon, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away from you madregas. So the question is that, so how is it, if the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away from you your madregas, then how come the Rebbeinu Shalom showed him an image of his father? How come the Rebbeinu Shalom helped him in such a way that he showed him an image of his father? Because the Sfarim say, Mendel Vitebsko, the Tzaddikim say, that the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away from you all your madregas and you're going through the Nisayon, except if there's a certain midah or a certain inyan in your life that you've been working on your whole life, and no matter what, this midah you stick with. There's a certain midah that you have, and this midah, you never, ever, ever leave this alone in your life. You're always working on this midah, and it's something which is completely, completely a part of you. So then the tzaddikim say that you could take with you even into a nisayon. So the tzaddikim say that what was the ikar inyan of Yosef HaTzadik? Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef. The inyan of Yosef HaTzadik was he never, ever stopped thinking about his father. Like, you know, sometimes the Lashon of the Tana in the Mishnah, sometimes the Mishnah, it says, Mahu Oimer, right? This Tana, Mahu Oimer, or Mahay Oimer, what did he say? So Tzaddikim say that a person should always think and say, Mahay Oimer, what would my father say if he were in this situation? What would my father say? Mahay Oimer, what would my mother say? What would my Rebbe say? Mahay Oimer, in this situation. So the Tzaddikim say that this Inyan of Yosef at Tzaddik was, that why was he zeichu even in the time of Nisayon to see his father's image? Because every moment of his life he was always thinking, what would my father Yaakov Avinu say? And that's why he saw him in the window, because the window means how you look at the world, right? You look at the world through a window. And the chalon is lahadlik ner chanukah, is that a person should look at the world through that perspective of Yaakov Avinu, which is to try to find the seichel shebechol davar, and not to fall into the sheker hachein, into the falsehood of sheker hachein, of the world of Esav, of the world of Yavan. And therefore, the whole malchus of Yavan, the whole malchus of Greece, I'm just trying to show you how from a few sentences in Likud HaMoharan, we could talk about Purim also from these few sentences, and then we'll be doing a different Torah. We could talk about Tishu of Lag Barim, we could talk about Sukkos and Shavuos from these few lines. And you can do that with every Yontiv, in every single Torah you could talk about. Right? But now it's Hanukkah, so that's the Or of Hanukkah right now. But there's Purim is all over here too, every single sentence is Purim too. But the Indian of Chanukah that we need to understand, that the whole Indian of Yavan is called Chochmas, or Chochma Chitzainis, which means what? External wisdom, secular wisdom. And we spoke about this a little bit last week, that Chacham Chitzonius tells Jews, and many, many people are caught up by this. And I was using some example. I spoke about some things last week. Many people are caught up by this. And many people think that there's something more glamorous about being, so to speak, successful in that world, in that world of Chacham Chitzonius, to be more successful there than in Chacham, in the Shmos Deraisa, in the Pnimius of Chacham Chitzonius. So that we live in a world where sheker is chayin and hevel is yoifi, that sheker that finds favor in the eyes even of the children of Yaakov Avinu, regarding whom the Torah says b'ni b'char Yisrael. That means each and every one of us b'teva, each and every one of us has the ability to see always the seichel shebechal davar, to see that nekuda of Yaakov Avinu, which is what? Which is emes. To see the pach shemen, which is munuch b'chayis b'shakayim gadol, with the seal chayis b'shakayim baruch hu emes. Each and every one of us has the ability to connect to that. On the other hand, Yavan, which is the world of Esav, which is that world of Chacham Chitzonius, which is the world of Sheker Achein and Hevel Yofi, is pulling us towards the world of Esav, which is a lashon of Asiya. Asiya means physical reality, not to see the Seichel Shebechal Davar, and therefore the Nitzachon. And remember the word Nitzachon, what does it mean in English, Nitzachon? Victory. Nitzachon itself, the word means Notzach Chein, right? Nitzachon has not the letters, that Chein was victorious. And the Nitzachon of Chein, the victory of Chein, which Rabbi Nachman said about himself, Natzachti, I was victorious, v'natzach, and I will be victorious. And we're going to learn much more about that image when we talk about Rabbi Nachman's told us about his life. Again, you could say about Rabbi Nachman, Natsachta, what was the Yitzchak that you had? In his lifetime, Rabbi Nachman was a nirdef, went through unbelievable redifus. Redifus from people who loved him too. I'm not talking about redifus from people who don't love you. It's a halbitzer, not even a halbitzer. It's when they're redifus from tzaddikim. And Rabbi Nachman was a nirdef. He was loved by many, but he was a nirdef. And he said, Natsachti, I was victorious. And we're going to learn what does that mean. But this is the beginning, what we're learning in this Torah is the beginning of what how do we define Nitzachon? That the Nitzachon, the Netzach of Chein, Netzach which means ultimately Chein, the Chein of what? The Seichel Shebechal Davar. And the Chein and the Chashivas of Yisrael will outlive the Chachma Chitzonius, the external, shallow wisdom of the world of Yavan and of Esav. Mimela, we understand, and we're not going to go into that right now, because we're going to talk much more about what Rabbi Nachman's the whole. Remember how we began this Torah? We began this Torah by saying that there's a problem with the chayin and the chashivas of the Jewish people. That's now in the hands, to a large extent, it's in the hands of our enemies. And in order that our tefillas and our bakasha should be accepted by Hashem, we have to what? We have to have chayin. And how does a Jew get chayin? Remember? Only through learning Torah, b'koyach. Because when you learn Torah b'koyach, that's called Yalas Chayin, remember? That brings out the Chayin inside each and every one of us. When we learn Torah, because ultimately it's only through learning Torah with great intensity can one begin to train oneself to see the Seichel Shebechal Davar. The Seichel Shebechal Davar is not on the internet, it's not on the television. The Seichel Shebechal Davar is Chochmas HaTorah, and the Shmos HaDeraisa, and Pnimius HaTorah, and Pilpul HaDeraisa. That's why we've spoken many times, not last, much Shabbos before, we spoke about the Yontav of Chanukah and the Kerch of Torah Sheba'al Peh. That the whole Nitzachon of the Yontav of Chanukah is the Nitzachon of Torah Sheba'al Peh, of Pnimius HaTorah, and the Shmos HaDeraisa over the Chochma of Yavan. Because the Chochma of Yavan means what? It means that what you see is what you get. It means teva. It means the natural, physical world. The fact that the Baruch Shalom made this miracle for us, that we were zeicha to have that jar of oil. And remember, we're talking about a time when there was no longer nevuah. And I spoke about this a little bit more the other day. And Klal Yisrael was desperately, desperately looking for some sign of the Baruch Shalom's connection to them, to some wink of his eye. So the Pach Shemen was what? What did the Pach Shemen mean? That jar of oil meant that Teva, nature does not run the world. Because Teva, what does Teva mean? Teva is the opposite of the Seichel Shebechol Dar. Teva, nature and the laws and the rules of nature, which the Baruch Shalom established in the world. The Baruch Shalom made certain sdarim and certain gevulim, that everything has certain physical properties and certain qualities. The Baruch Shalom made the world in such a way, and his metzamtzem, he constricted and constrained his infinite light, and he created the world where there's a world of tzimtzum, where things have certain properties, and there's a metzias that we see that's a metzias of nature. And that's Teva. But Teva itself, as we all know, covers and conceals, which is the Bechina Vesav. Teva covers and hides the Seichel Shebechol Dover, the Etzem and the Pnimius, which is Bechol Dover. And the Etzem and the Pnimius inside of everything is not Elokus, it's only godliness, which is what Rabbi Nachman is talking about, the Seichel Shebechol Dover. That's godliness that's inside of everything. Mimela. The only reason that we have a world where there are separate places and separate times, how could there be this place as opposed to that place? That's only in the world of nature, where Hashem limited his infinite, endless light. And he made Brooklyn and he made Queens, and probably there are more exotic places than that also. But the Baruch Shalom created the world, but he separated and individuated these places only because there's a tzimtzum, and tzimtzum means this is New York, and this is Kansas City, and this is Los Angeles, and Lahavdil, that's Yerushalayim, that's Tzfas, and the Baruch Shalom through being mitzamtzim, he created borders and boundaries, and so too in time. How could it be that there's 5 o'clock and there's 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock? How could it be that there's Tavshin Samach Dal, Tavshin Samach Hei? It's all part of the Mareches HaTeva. The Baruch Shalom created a system of Teva, where he's mitzamtzem, and he's magbil, he's limiting and constricting and separating and dividing and compartmentalizing and so on. But be'emes and pnimius, there's no difference between something that can last for one day as it can last for 8 days. There's no difference. The difference is only in mitzad ha'olam hateva, mitzad ha'olam hateva, just like the Tanis said, ha'im l'shem and shidluk, yom l'chaim and shidluk. The same God who said that oil can go on fire, can be ignited, so that chaimitz, that vinegar could light. The only reason that people like you and I can't do that, like if we would try to light vinegar, it wouldn't work. And the only reason that we have problems with it is because in our minds and in our eyes, those gvulim, those borders, those boundaries that were set by Hashem Yisbarach and are manifested in nature are so strong, are so real, are so powerful that we don't know how to climb out of those places. We don't know how to get out of those boxes. And because we can't get out of those boxes, so we're very much constrained by the tzimtzum of a world of time and space. But be'emes, what did the jar of oil prove? And that's what Klal Yisrael really needed at that time. And that was the Nitzach and the victory of Chayn, the victory of the Seichel Shebechol Dover, because Mitzad, from the perspective of that Bechin of Yaakov, which is the Bechayr, which is the firstborn, that firstborn point in the jar of oil, there's no nafkin between whether it's 1 day or 8 days. And we spoke about this last week, that 8 means forever. It's just another number in our way of counting. 8 is just the number after 7 and before 9. But everybody knows that in Torah the number 8 means Nitzchis. It means also Netzach. It means something which is forever. It's not contained or limited to this world, which is the Nin of Chanukah and the Nin of the Bismillah and so on and so forth. But therefore the finding of the Pach Shemen Shel Chanukah, that finding of that jar of oil, was the reminder that there's a seichel, that the inner reality of godliness is melubish, is only concealed and contained in a jar of teva, in a container of teva. And therefore, from that little bit of oil, they were able to discover that there's something else going on inside everything in the world. There's something else that enlivens everything in the world. It's not what we thought. From the perspective of Esav, from the perspective of Sheker Achein, the oil has certain properties, and the property of the oil is that it could light for one day. And Klal Yisrael discovered that there's a hidden property, there's a different thing that's going on inside the oil, there's a seichel in the oil. There's a Bechina of Yaakov, there's a firstborn Nakuda inside the oil that's not that's not limited. It's not metzumtzum because it's elokus. It's godly, and that which is godly is not contained in jars, and it's not contained in one day or 2 days. It's something that it's ain't safe. And therefore they found, and that's why there are 8 days of Chanukah, without going into the whole thing with the Beis Yosef, because Ches, we learned in this Torah, we already got to this, we didn't get yet to the Inyan of Malchus, but we did get to Ches. And Ches means the Chochmah Shebechol Dover, right? It means the Chochmah. That's what Ches is. It's the Bechina of Yaakov Avinu, that's inside of everything. And that's why Chanukah is 8 days. Now we also can understand, according to what we learned so far in the Torah, that the Malacha of Yovan was Hechshichu Einayim Sheyisrael. Chazal say this, and we know that Yovan is Chayshich. We've all learned this many, many times, that Yovan means darkness. And the darkness of Yovan, as Chazal tells us, was Hechshichu Einayim Sheyisrael, to darken the eyes of the Jewish people. Choshech and Shacharach, to forget, and darkness are the same letters, and it means one thing. It means that a Yid should not look at the Seichel Shebechol Dover. Shlomo Malach said that, what's the definition of a fool? So he said, Aksil b'choshech haylech, right? A fool walks in darkness. A little bit, a couple of sentences ahead in this Torah, we're going to hear from Rabbi Nachman about the Ksil, that Rabbi Nachman brings the pasuk, Layachpeitz Ksil Bisvuna, that the Ksil does not want to truly understand. The fool doesn't really want to get to the inside of the jar. The fool doesn't want to get really, really, really down deep into the Inyan. The fool wants to just stay at the surface where Esav hangs out. That's the world of Asiya, that's Chachmas Chitzainius. It's no impressive buildings, impressive films, impressive literature, impressive art, impressive music, but not the ches, not the chayin, not the chshivas, not the seichel shebechol dover, not that which is tayr, which is pnimius, which is that inner point. The ksil, therefore, the fool, in Shlomo HaMelech's mishle, the ksil who walks in darkness, the ksil in Shlomo HaMelech's svarim, is the Ksil that comes from the world of Esav and Yovan that Rabbi Nachman talks about, who's walking in darkness. And therefore, since the Inyan of Hechshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael, to darken the eyes of the Jewish people of Yisrael, so that's the Malchus of Yovan. The way to overcome that is with the Ner Chanukah, is with the candle of Chanukah, which is Ois Yischein. And that's why according to Chazal, the Greeks made a very unusual, a very, very odd gezeirah, which we'll talk more about Mitzvah later at the end. But they made a very odd gezeirah. They made a decree that Kisul Lachem Al Keren Ashor Hashem Lachem Chelev Al Keisul. They made a decree that any Jew that owns an ox has to engrave on the horn of the ox that you have no chelek b'lo Keisul, that the Jewish people have no portion in the God of Israel. And we've seen many anti-Semitic things, and we've read about many anti-Semitic. This is one of the strangest decrees, right? That every Jewish ox should have engraved, Ein lechem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. And without going into why Davkin ox, which is a very big Inyan, and it has to do with Yosef at Tzadik, and we'll talk about that more later on, and Yaakov Avinu, but on a very, very simple level, remember that this Torah began with Rabbi Nachman really crying over the fact that we're having problems with our tefillos and bakashas being heard, and there's something missing in our chayin, and that our real chayin has, unfortunately, our chayin is being hijacked by the goyim, by the world of Yovan, by the world of Esav, right? The greatest tragedy is when a yid forgets, and that's the karech of Yovan, which is chayshach, which is the oisis shachorach, which means to forget. The greatest tragedy is when a Jew forgets ki chelek Hashem amai. That means that inside each and every one of us, a Yid has a chelek elokami mamish. And as the Tanya writes, the Moya Chav, and it's not his, the Tanya brings it from, it's from the Zohar Kodesh, that what the Moya Chav, that when you have a child, that every single chromosome of that child is a hemshech from the parents, right? The Moya Chav, the mind of the father, is completely infused in every chromosome, in every atom and molecule of the kid. When a Yid forgets, when a Jew forgets that the Baruch Shalom said about him, B'nei B'chari Yisrael, that Yaakov Chevel Nachal Osai, when the, that the Baruch Shalom said about each Navi, that each Navi, ki chelek Hashem Amoy. Chelek Hashem Amoy means that every one of us possesses the Baruch Shalom kivyachol, that which is the seichel, the inner seichel of each and every one of us is a chelek l'kami mal mamish. The moment we forget that, mimela, what happens is that as a result of forgetting that, then Yidden stop paying so much attention to Torah. They begin to think that the true chayin in chashivas is not to be found in some old religious stuff, but the true chayin and chashivas is to be found in the university, or the chayin chashivas could be found in Hollywood, or the chayin chashivas to be found on Wall Street, wherever people are looking for chayin and chashivas. And Yidden, a Yid doesn't think that what ki chelek Hashem amai. So when there was a gezeir that was made, and to understand such a gezeir that every Jew should write on the horn of the ox, we're not talking about why it was an ox, but everybody should engrave Ein lechem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. They were saying, we're not going to kill you. You don't have to die. And you know something? You don't have to even stop learning Torah. Torah is a very beautiful thing. It's a very, very beautiful thing. It's a very interesting book. But it's not elokus. It's not godly. And there's nothing godly inside anything in the world. Because all the Chachmas Yavan says that there's a lot of beautiful things in the world, but there's nothing godly that's enlivening everything. There's no Seichel Shebechol Torah. There's no Seichel Shebechol Torah. There's no elokus inside of anything. Everything's just in this world. And all the Chayin Cheshivas, that's why the Greeks idolized the physical world, as we spoke about a little bit last week. All the Chayin Cheshivas is only outside. There's no Seichel Shebechol Torah. So when the Greeks made a decree that we're supposed to engrave on the horn of the ox, Ein lanu chelek b'lokei Yisrael. But it wasn't like some silly little thing just, you know, to annoy people, or some anti-Semitic decree. It was saying that you should know that you live in the same world that we live, and that you have no, there's no particular chelek of elokus that you have inside of you. There's no seichel in anything. There's no seichel shebechol davar. There's no, the Bechara still belongs to Esav. And Yaakov Vinu was just a cunning person who outsmarted Yitzchak Meini, right? Outsmarted Esav, but the Pnimius doesn't exist. There's no Seichel Shebechol Davar. It's what you see is what you get, which is the Inyan of Yavin. Therefore, the whole Kfira, that denial of Chelek B'lokei Yisrael, is what Greece wanted. The world is a world, and the Torah is interesting, but it has no Chayin. There's no Chayin. The chayin is only what you see. That's chayin. If that actress is beautiful, it's b'chayin. And if that poem sounds nice, it's b'chayin. And if that song on the radio sounds, you like it, that's chayin. The chayin and the chshivas of the seichel shebechol davar faked. If you talk about godliness, you talk about elokus, people find that very unattractive. It's unattractive. So mimela, now we understand why they want this so desperate, lahashkichem teresecha, to cause us to forget Torah. Because the whole yisoid of what we're learning from Rabbi Nachman is that the Torah is yala, ayel zav yala schein. It's only through learning Torah b'koyach, we can learn what that means. It's only through learning Torah b'koyach, the what? That we're able to draw out the chein from everything, and to see be'emes the chein in everything. Now we also understand why Yaakovina went back for the pachim k'tanim, right? So you remember that Yaakov, you know, when he, what happened, the whole ma'aseh with the Malach of Esav, that he was fighting the Malach of Esav, he went back, Vayivosi Yaakov Lavab, and he went back for the Pachim Ktanim, which we mentioned last week, that we have a Kadmonim, we have a Messiah from a Kadmonim, that was that, what was that, what was the Pachim Ktanim? It was the jar of Hanukkah oil, that would later on end up in the Beis HaMikdash with the Chayisim of the Kohen Gadol. That Yaakov, you know, when he went back, Chazal say, Levada is Lakada, he went back, Levado, Yerosa Yaakov Levado's Lakado, mean to find what? The Kad. He went back to get that Kad, that jar of oil. And everybody's talking, what is Yaakov Avinu going back? What's that have to do with Hanukkah? And Yaakov Avinu is going back because he left behind. He almost forgot, because they need Yovan. Yovan is working that we should forget. So Yaakov Avinu almost forgot. And he went back for the Pachim Ktanim, for that jar of oil. That Pach Echad, which is Munach B'chayisim Shekhan Gadol. Now you remember what happened? You remember that in that wrestling match, Yaakov Avinu was injured, right? And the Torah tells us, where was he injured? He was injured by Kaf Yarech, whatever, the leg. That part of the leg. So he was injured. And Chazal say many things about that. what that means. This has to do with one of the ma'isim of Rabbi Nachman, of the person who was crippled, of the person who was lame. We're not going to go into that right now. If we have time, maybe at the end. But Yaakov, you know, Yaakov, something happened to his leg, right? And he was seileya al yirechai. And as a result of that, he wasn't able to walk afterwards until he had a refuah. But he was seileya al yirechai. The Svarma Kadosh, our Indian here is bechlal not to talk about things that we're not holding by. And obviously everything here is filled with Sisrei Torah. But I'm sure that some of you have heard that the Yontav of Chanukah and the Nitzachon of Chanukah is to repair the two kaiches that are called Netzach and Hoid. And Netzach and Hoid correspond to the two legs. Those two kaiches of Netzach, which is the Nitzachon that we're talking about, and Nitzachon, which is Netzach Chen, and Hoid, which is the Hoidah of Chanukah, which is when we say Al Anisim, which is to give thanks and to acknowledge the Rebbeinu Shalom, which the whole Inyan of Chanukah is Bahalal the Hoidah. Hoid, the splendor of Chanukah is our giving thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything. In Chazal, Netzach and Hoid, these two qualities of Chanukah, Netzach and Hoid, correspond to the two legs, the raglan, and that this is the site of Chanukah, and the refuah. What was the refuah? When was Yaakov Avinu healed? It says in Pasuk, "Vizarchalei Hashemesh." Vizarchalei Hashemesh means that with the rising of the sun, he was healed. Now, the rising of the sun, we didn't yet learn the next sentence we were up to is "Vizeh Bechinas Shemesh." You could take a look at that, just that one sentence. I think that was all we're going to get in tonight from that sentence. V'zeh b'chinas shemesh, ki ha-seichel hu me'yeloi b'chal drachav k'maya shemesh. That sunlight is the seichel which illuminates, which shows a person the truth, that b'chin of Yaakov b'chal drachav k'maya ha-shemesh. That's what it means, like the sun. It's the seichel, it's the or ha-seichel shebechal davar. So we understand, and that's why the Medrash says that, I think even brought down here, Reb Chaim, no? I was looking here today. Right, the Yaakovina was called, Vayizach le'Hashem, he himself was called Shemesh, he himself was called, yes, Mitzvah called him. The Medrash Rabbah says, because he had the dream. Yes, Mitzvah had the dream of the Shemesh V'Yerech, right, and bowing down. And the Medrash says, Yaakov asked him, how do you know that I'm called Shemesh? Yeah. Yaakov Shemesh said, Mi gila lai sheshmi Shemesh, it says in the Medrash. Who told you that I'm called Shemesh? Because he saw in the dream, bowing down the Shemesh. Who told you? So listen, so the Medrash is saying that Yaakov Avinu was, that a code word for Yaakov Avinu was Shemesh. Sun. And here Rabbi Nachman says, "Zeh bechinas shemesh, ki ha-seichel hu meir loy b'chol drachav k'maya shemesh." When was Yaakov Avinu healed? Vayizuch le'hashemesh. When the sun was rising, then Yaakov's leg was healed. Let's put it together. The legs mean netzach and hoid. Netzach and hoid means Chanukah. Chanukah means understanding and seeing the bechina of Yaakov, which means the seichel, the chachma of Elokus inside everything, the opposite of Greece, which is to look at the outside, right? And Yaakov's name itself means Ekev, which means the heel, which means the foot. Because the inyan of Yaakov is to be able to be megala, to reveal what? That inside even the lowest thing of this world, which is called Ekev, which is Malchus of Malchus, even the lowest thing of this world, really Be'emes, is Yisrael, which is Li Reish, contains in it the Seichel of the Baruch Shalom, the Seichel. So Yaakov's avoid in this world is to show us, and that's what it means, the sunlight of Yaakov, is to show each and every one of us that even in those things of life that appear to be Ekevdik, very, 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 the bottom, that's the lowest. Ekev means the lowest. Like if it's the Mashiach, that part of the foot that is touching the ground. It's the lowest part of a person. So, the union of Yaakov is what? The Yalas Chayn, the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu, is to bring out the Chayn, the Seichel, to fight, to teach us to find the Seichel inside of even the Ekev. And therefore, he's called himself Shemesh, sunlight. Because the Shemesh is Aseichel Meila B'chol Drachav. That's why it says by Yaakov, Vayisa Yaakov is Raglov. Yaakov lifted up his feet. Vayisa Yaakov is Raglov. Which Rashi would tell you, what does it say, Vayisa Yaakov is Raglov? What do you mean? A person will walk someplace. So Vayisa Yaakov is Raglov. He lifted up his feet. Lifting up the feet means that in every single thing in your life, even the lowest things that are called the feet, the Akiv. Lifting up the feet means that through Yaakov, which is the Bechorah, which is the firstborn, which is Reishis Chachma, which is Chayin, which is the Sech Shechodavah, every Jew can discover what is the Rebbeinu Shalom telling me through this person, this moment, this event of my life, this thing that I'm going through, even though it seems to be such a low and meaningless and simple thing, which is the Inyan of Malchus that we're going to talk about in Mitzvah next time, which is Ragleha Yordais Mavis. The whole Inyan of Malchus is called Ragleha Yordais Mavis, that it descends Mamish to the lowest Madregas. And that's the whole Inyan of Chanukah. And that's why the Mitzvah of Chanukah is near Ishu Beisai. Near Ishu Beisai, that the Baruch Shalom was Megala through the Chacham, such an Indian that everybody should light a Chanukah candle, should light the menorah and in each house, and everybody in the house, and every kid should be involved, and so on and so forth. Which is what Yaakov said to Esav, and Esav asked him, "Mi Elaloch, who are all of them?" And hinted in the word Ela is Chanukah also, because Ela is the Gematria 36, and 36 are the 36 candles of Chanukah, right? There are only 44. Because that includes the Shamas. But there are 36 candles of Chanukah. And Ela is the Inyan of, which is the Inyan of Leia Yimeinu. Leia is 36. And there are 36 Masechtas in Torah Shabbat Peh, in the Oral Torah. Right? And there are 36 hours that Adam HaRishon used, as we see in this form. 36 hours that Adam HaRishon used, the Or HaGonos, the hidden light of creation. He had that for 36 hours. Those are the 36 candles of Chanukah. And he asked, Mi Ela Loch? So Esav said, what is all this? Mi Ela Loch? What do you think you're making? Is it Hanukkah over here? Mi'elelach. So Yaakov Avinu's answer was, Hayilodim asher chanan Hashem esavdecha. These are the children that Hashem has graced me with. Chanan, which is the lashon of chen, right? Chanan. Asher chanan elokim Hashem, I don't remember, esavdecha. But the chen. And that is the response of Yaakov Avinu, that you thought, Esav, that you gave a clap with your malachal, you gave a clap to the Kaf Yerach. In other words, that you think that I'm forever damaged and ruined, God forbid, by that you injured the leg of the Jewish people. You know, children are called Yoitze Yerecha, right? Kindelach, Einiklach are called those who came out from your thighs. So you thought that you ruined us forever, and that Jewish children will never be able to see what? To say Chesu B'chaldov. And that we're going to be lost in your world of Chachma Chitzainis, of Yavan. L'hashkichem Teresechem, we're going to forget the Torah. And the Baruch Shalom promised, Kilosh Shakach mi Pizarai, which is what Rabbi Nachman talks about in Hakdama. And we're never going to, Jews are never going to forget. Therefore he says, Yiladim Asher Chanan Elokim Esavdecha. These are the children of my chayim. Asher Chanan Elokim Esavdecha. These are the Chanagidike children. This is the tikkun of what? Of the injury to the Kaf Yerach, which is going to take place to Yiddish kinder in all generations who are going to be learning Torah B'Koyach. And through learning Torah B'Koyach, we're going to be misaking that klap that the Malach of Esav gave, a klap, which we need to be misaking, which we have to fix, Matizel. Kaf. Yeah, Pach is Kaf Yar, I forgot to say. Matisseh always, because it's Chanukah Matisseh, he always has big Chedushim, but Chanukah especially, right? So Matisseh is right. It says in the Sforim that the Kaf Yerach Yaakov is the Isis Pach. Pach Shaman is Kaf Yerach Yaakov. And all of this, this is just a little bit from a few sentences in the Torah of how Chanukah is in everything here. But Bez Hashem, I'm sorry, yeah, Dan, you want to say?
Yeshua. Yeah. I was always wondering, if you look for the seichel and everything, so sometimes it could be just your imagination. Like, what's Hashem telling me now? And I never know whether or not
Hashem's telling me to sleep, because my alarm clock turned off miraculously by itself.
Right, exactly. Like, right. I'm always confused. How much is my imagination? How much is...
Because you're an Eilei Chayid. You don't want to trust yourself. You're nervous. And I spoke about that many times. You're right. Therefore, the emes is that we're going to have to learn more about who we could trust and how we should trust when we talk about Emunas Chachamim, and to know it's not so poshut that a person should be able to know himself, because there are many, many tricks that the Malach of Esav could play with us. So a person, Be'emes, has to learn a lot of Torah and has to be Maisa Nefesh to be able to come to that point where he's able to really, really, and to learn Torah B'Kayach, to be able to know. Stam, you could be fooling yourself a million times. You know, what's this telling me? This is telling me, you know, like I mentioned many times, the Tzaddik talks about Sikkes HaTzaddik, about how Yonah wanted you know, a simon, so he's trying to run away from Eretz Yisrael, he's trying to run away from the Vua, right? So what happens? So the Baruch Shalom sent a wind and it blew the boat back to port. So Yonah said, oh, you see that? I guess because he missed the boat. Yonah missed the boat. That's what happened. He missed the boat. And boats didn't come every day. They came like, you know, every couple of months, I don't know. And Yonah missed the boat. So when he missed the boat, so it seems that the Baruch Shalom does not want me to leave Eretz Yisrael. He wants me to stay in Eretz Yisrael. It means he wants me to hear the Nevuah. So then what happens? And a wind came and it blew the boat back. So then Yonah said, oh, I guess the Baruch Shalom does want me to leave Eretz Yisrael. That was wrong. Right? He was running away. He was kavish his nevuah. He didn't want to hear that, and he was running away. So Reb Tzaddik says that if somebody wants something badly enough, even if it's wrong, sometimes it'll happen. Yeah, it's very scary. If you want something badly enough, you can make it into the biggest seichel. You can make all the seichel. You can call it anything you like. Every single movement claims to be in touch with the seichel shebechal davar, and all kinds of crazy things I don't have to tell you. And I want to. We'll continue. Bez Hashem. Unfortunately, but next week, oh, it's fortunate there's a chasna from one of the chaveyim, and I have to be at this chasna. It's a very, very chasna. Every chasna is chasna, but I have to be next Monday night at this chasna, and we'll continue the following week. We'll send out on the email, whatever word about next week, but we'll continue the following week, and we'll continue mitshama the Torah.